This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Several days of protests in Tibet turned violent today as demonstrators threw rocks and burned shops and cars in the capital, Lhasa. Chinese police are said to have responded with force, and there are reports of casualties. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights urged Beijing to respond with restraint, as did the U.S. and the European Union. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that the protests appear to have caught China off guard just months before it hosts the Summer Olympics.
Eyewitness accounts say that today's violence was centered in the Barkor, the heart of old Lhasa and the site of similar violent protests nearly 20 years ago. Reports say that demonstrators burned shops and vehicles in the Barkor and pelted police with stones. The U.S. Embassy in China warned American travelers to stay off the streets. The protests began peacefully on Monday. Monks from the main three Buddhist monasteries around Lhasa marched in remembrance of a failed 1959 uprising against Chinese rule. From his home in exile in Dharamsala, India, Tibet's spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, spoke of increasing brutality and repression in Tibet.
For nearly six decades, Tibetans in the whole of Tibet have had to live in a state of constant fear, intimidation, and suspicion under Chinese repression. But in addition to maintaining their religious faith, a sense of nationalism, and their unique culture, the Tibetan people have been able to keep alive their basic aspiration for freedom.
In recent days, protesters have demonstrated outside Chinese diplomatic missions in several cities around the world. In India, police arrested around 100 protesters marching towards the border with Tibet. Tewang Rigzin is president of the Tibetan Youth Congress, a Dharamsala-based organization of exiles involved in the march. He said the run-up to the Beijing Olympics was the perfect opportunity to make a statement.
The protesters, they are in great spirits. We realize that this is a golden opportunity for our struggle. Tibet has been under Chinese occupation for the last 50 years, and we never had such an opportunity to shine the spotlight on the brutal communist Chinese regime in Tibet.
Today, the Dalai Lama appealed to China's leadership to address what he called the long-simmering resentment towards Chinese rule over Tibet. China's government did not comment today on the escalation in violence. Yesterday, Foreign Ministry spokesman Qin Gang blamed this week's unrest on the Dalai Lama. This was a political plot, he said, carefully planned by the Dalai's group to separate Tibet from China and disrupt the normal, stable, and harmonious life of the Tibetan people. Lodi Gyari is the Dalai Lama's special envoy. He says that now, just as 50 years ago, Tibetans are protesting restrictions on basic religious freedoms, and he's told the Chinese this in his negotiations.
I said, look here, don't make mistakes again. But they never learn. They just feel that they have the upper hand.
Observers note that when the last wave of major unrest shook Tibet in 1989, the region's Communist Party boss did not hesitate to unleash a harsh military and political crackdown. That boss, Hu Jintao, is now China's president. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.